The livestock futures issue, you've been watching it for a little while here. We've been talking about those futures coming off their highs of the fall. They're starting to show a bigger drop now, are they, Darrell?
Well, I'd say the drop has really accelerated in the month of February here, Ray. We've on the feeder cattle market, the March contract has come from a high of about 115 early January now down to below 105. So that's a drop of about 10 cents a pound.
What's driving this down at this point, Darrell?
There were a number of factors which we've alluded to in previous Market Minute reports. One, we had feedlots that were below break-even cost on an average-type operation. We also had the packers running in the red, negative margins. So, and now compounding upon that is that it appears as though the box beef trade is trading at lower value. So overall, the trend of price is just working their way lower.
Just trying to get back into the profitability range then for a lot of these operations.
Yes, and you know some adjustments have to be made here on the packer side. One tool that they can use is to reduce their chain speed, they call it, or their processing capacity in order to try to influence the actual purchase price of the live cattle. And we've seen that happen here. Live cattle prices, of course, have dropped quite substantially in the last few weeks as well.
For those cattle producers looking to market through the spring here, what's your advice right now, Darrell?
Well, we alluded to this before, particularly on the feeder cattle side of the equation, because a lot of the operations in Saskatchewan are in that category, and that we felt that it was prudent to market the feeder cattle at the seasonal highs that we had in the past fall and early winter, and it appears as though that continues to be the correct strategy.
Do you see that market coming down much further?
Well, it's clearly got downward momentum here yet, and when I looked at some historical charts on that market, Ray, we were still in the upper 10% zone of long-term price averages, so yes, I would say there's some room for it to work lower. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website www.keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.